Sell me your car today. This is Clay Edwards, and I want to buy your car, truck, or SUV today. Are you tired of dealing with all the marketplace maniacs and the Craigslist crazies? I hear nightmare stories every day about counterfeit checks for vehicles here in central Mississippi. Did you know if you get ripped off with a counterfeit check, your insurance company will not cover you? Let me make you a fair market value offer for your vehicle today. Contact me today at claybuyscars.com. That's claybuyscars.com. Boom, shakalaka boom. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. It is the number one morning show in all the city of Jackson and surrounding areas. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I'm, of course, Clay Edwards from humble beginnings. We come to you this morning on 103.9 FM. Streaming worldwide at WYAB.com. You got to get in early on the WYAB.com stream. It maxes out. You'll max out that bandwidth. We are working to expand that. But in the meantime, get in early. It's like a sold-out concert sometimes. You got to get in early. You may have to listen to a little bit of that Hugh Hewitt on the front end. I don't like it either. But I don't like standing in line to get in. Anyway, good morning to everybody. Hey, real quick, man, I ain't told you about my buddies over at Reliable Rental Equipment in a couple days. I just want to start the show off. Shout out to Reddy, Teddy, McRaney, Steven, the whole team over there. Guys, for all of your heavy equipment needs, rental needs, all that stuff. I saw where a buddy of mine, Paxton, went over there and rented a stump grinder the other day. Posted a picture of it, tagged Teddy. We love to see that. So whether you need an air tow trailer, a stump grinder, a lift, a backhoe, a trackhoe, a bulldozer, they got it all. A Reliable Rental Equipment right there in Meadowbrook Road in North Jackson. I call it Fondren. Close enough. Throw a rock, you hit Fondren. Get over there, see them. Check them out online, ReliableRentalEquipment.com. They've always got some kind of rollback dumpster special going on. And after those storms that came through, you know you need a rollback dumpster. Last week, it was if you rented any earth-moving equipment, you got a free dumpster. I need to check in with them this week, see what the specials are. If y'all are listening, let me know. I'll pass them along. All right, that's Reliable Rental Equipment. Ready, Teddy McRaney, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Crawfish-Eating King himself, back home, back working in Jackson. You love it. Love to see it. All right, so let's shift gears to Brandon for a minute. I wasn't even going to talk about this. But last night I stumbled across something, and it got me fired up because I feel attacked because I feel like I was the person that broke this story. So when you say, when you deny the reports, you say you shut down internet rumors, I feel like you're calling Clay a liar. So Saturday, sitting out on the patio, downtown Brandon, enjoying a cold beer, my buddy Sutton outside Burgers Blues Barbecue. See a bunch of cop cars riding by. You don't see that too often in Brandon. Actually, you do. Actually, you see it more than you think. But I don't always catch it with video. So I see like five or six Brandon PD units ride by, then a fire truck, then an ambulance. And I'm like, man, what are they doing? So I got the video of it. And I just so happened to see, I'm not going to name this person's name because they're a city official. And I don't want to drag them into nothing. But there was a city official there at the restaurant. I go over to their table. I said, hey, Scotty Ray from over in Meridian has a Scotty Ray report. He calls me, and Scotty's always got the best stuff. He said, hey, man, I'm hearing somebody got shot over at Shiloh Park, a coach maybe. He said, can you find anything out? I said, well, just so happens, I just saw a bunch of cop cars ride by. And I said, there's a city official here. Let me see if I can get them to verify. So I walk over. I say, hey, here's what I'm hearing. Can we verify this? They say, give me 1 second. They made a phone call. Come back, said it wasn't a heated attack. Like nobody shot an umpire per se, like intentionally. But it appears that a stray bullet came out and hit a coach or an umpire or something on the field. I said, okay, well, Somebody got shot. In my hood, that's called somebody got shot. Now, we can call it whatever we want out here in Brandon. But where I grow up, if a bullet hits you, you got shot. Sorry. If it's hot and it hits you and it came out of anything other than somebody's hand throwing it at you like a rock, you got shot. Now, you can call it grazed. You can call it whatever you want. But in Clay Edwards' mind, it's called getting shot. It's like getting the hookup. So I'm browsing the interwebs last night, and I see a story on WLBT, and I'm just going to call it out. Either y'all are calling me a liar or I'm calling y'all a liar. But somebody's lying. Either WLBT, the Brandon Chief of Police, or me. And I don't think I'm the one lying. So that's why we're talking about this morning. The headline says, Brandon Police Chief shuts down social media report that umpire was grazed by a bullet at Shiloh Park. Okay, that is the headline. I want y'all to remember this going into the video here of the police chief.
Later on social media over the weekend saying someone was hit by a stray bullet at Shiloh Park in Brandon. Well, some reports mention an umpire sustained minor injuries as a result. Well, Three on Your Side's Brendan Hall gets more information from the city's police chief. Brendan?
And Howard, while there is some truth to that, Brandon's police chief says there was no act of violence and nobody in the area reported hearing any gunshots.
And that's not true. People did report hearing the gunshots. I've got them in my comments.
Chief Joseph French says the incident happened Saturday during a tournament at Shiloh Park. He says someone who was out on the field felt something hit his chest and looked down to find a bullet. Chief French says his department is still investigating, and at this time, officers aren't sure whether the bullet fell out of the sky or if someone threw it.
Fell out of the sky or someone threw it. If it fell out of the sky, it's stray. And I would like to meet the person that could throw a bullet that far away and it hit somebody to the point that it hurt him.
He said he felt what he thought was a rock hit his chest, and he looked down on the ground and there was what we believe to be a .22 projectile on the ground. That person had a very, very minor superficial wound to his chest. It didn't even penetrate the clothing, and nobody in the area reported hearing a gunshot.
Now, another Facebook post on the USA Softball of Mississippi Travel Ball page says the incident happened at the USA Softball Autism Awareness event. The post further mentioned that it was a coach who sustained a minor injury and that he resumed coaching shortly after. Chief French says Shiloh Park is as safe as it can be and nobody needs to be concerned.
Now, if they're just playing this from a Shiloh Park is safe thing, yeah, Shiloh Park is as safe as anywhere. I mean, Brandon's safe. You're going to have nut jobs do nut job stuff every now and then. I'm not even suggesting this was a nut job type incident. Somebody fired a gun in the air or something. Other people say they heard gunfire that were there. Maybe the person that he talked to didn't, but he should go look at the comments under my post where I mentioned that this is happening. Several people say they heard gunfire that were there. Like, nobody disputes that somebody got shot. I guess where I have a grievance is Brandon Police Chief shuts down social media report that umpire was grazed by a bullet. Okay, so are we shutting down there was an umpire or that it was a coach? I mean, we're getting really lost in semantics here, aren't we? Somebody got grazed by a damn bullet at Shiloh Park. It's a story because it could have been somebody's kid, especially if it's a random shooting. I mean, that's the first place my mind went was, oh my God, what if that had been some kid? I mean, you hate it for adults, don't get me wrong. Hate it for anybody. Clay don't want to get shot today, tomorrow, yesterday, none of them days that end in Y. I just don't understand the wordsmithing here. Try to say, oh, we shut down those internet rumors. But by admitting it? By admitting that somebody got shot, you shut down those internet rumors? Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944, if you want to chime in. If you want to call in this morning, the Mazda of Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. We'd love to hear from y'all this morning. Roger chimes in on the Guns and Gear text line. Got a couple thoughts about this. He says, I was one of the directors for the baseball tournament on the other side of the complex, and it literally grazed him, and it fell on the ground. The umpire picked it up and said, dang, this is a 22. The guy put a freaking Band-Aid on, and the tournament went on after a short delay. Yeah, so got shot, grazed, whatever you want to call it. A bullet hits my skin. I'm saying I got shot. But anyway, point being, it happened. So internet rumors, true. Internet, sometimes the internet's right. Sometimes social media is right. Sometimes we have firsthand information. I guess technically that'd be secondhand. Anyway, sometimes we have good info and we get stories right. I don't know why I care, but I don't like it when I feel like I'm being called a liar. Especially on something that I had 100% accuracy about. So, that's Brandon. That was Saturday. Had a good time otherwise. Had a really good time hanging out there at Burgers Blues Barbecue. Watched the last round of the Masters in the little dive bar area, B3. Love that place. Little bartender in there. I went to like start a tab or whatever. And she said, my daddy told me I might meet you here. He said you hung out here. He listens to your radio show. I was like, well, here I am. Here I am. Shout out to him. Met another really nice fellow named Andre sitting there. Good dude. Said he listens to the radio show. So good morning, Andre. Good morning, bartender's dad. So Clay Edwards Show, just out there meeting everybody. Let's see here. There's a couple more texts on the Guns and Gear text line. Let's see here. Unknown texter says, how does a bullet graze someone in the chest? Arm, leg, face, neck, I understand, but not the chest. I know, it feels like a target area. Like it doesn't, and I guess technically if we're splitting hairs here, it could be going across your body. You know, like graze your your boob. Can I say boob on the radio? Let's see here. We got a couple more texts, and we got to take a break. Unknown texter. I got shot at one time and seen the bullet twice when it passed me and when I passed it. Dang. Somebody said, did you listen to McDowell Road? Oh, so you sent me a song. Man, I don't open links, but it's probably that song from my buddy from South Jackson, the McDowell Road song. Travis. Is it Travis? Yeah. Travis Meadows. Yeah, man. I've been a Travis Meadows fan for a long time. Actually, somebody brought him here to Jackson and brought him to Hallam Miles a few years back. It's been six or so years now, back before COVID. Shoot, man. It's probably been like 8 years. I just went up there by myself that night and watched Travis Meadows. He's great. He played an acoustic set there. It was just him, a guy with a steel guitar, I think. There in the Red Room. If you don't know who Travis Meadow is, man, he's from South Jackson, moved up to Nashville, wrote songs for the biggest of the biggest. His sister, I worked with his sister at Wilson Hyundai, or Kia, same thing, for a while. Good folks. Travis is a really nice guy. You know, he used to be a youth minister over at Southside Assembly of God, and he lost his leg somehow or another. I don't know if it was a wreck or maybe diabetes or something like that. And he moved to Nashville, battled being an alcoholic and all kind of stuff, and won that battle and got into being a big songwriter. And he actually released a couple solo albums, you know, not on big labels or nothing, just independently. Eric Church has recorded some of his songs, multiple of his songs, Kenny Chesney, so on and so forth. So, yeah, man, if y'all want to check out a good local artist that doesn't live here anymore, Travis Meadows. He's got a really good song called Mississippi too. I could just go on and on and on talking about Travis Meadows songs. He's got one called Jungle Land talking about Jackson. Not like in the sense you might be thinking. But yeah, real good. Check out Travis Meadows. Let's take a break. When we come back, we got all kind of stories to hit today. I got a good night's sleep. I'm ready to rock and roll. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by Foremost Foundations and Constructions. For foundations, Foremost uses an innovative polyfoam technology that with great precision can correct and restore sinking concrete quickly. They provide solutions for the long term and can improve, that can improve the ability of the actual soil to support the foundation or concrete slab. That's big. Thanks to their specially designed rigs, they can drill and lift without the need for heavy excavation, and that's where you save money. You start getting into excavating, it starts getting into excavating your bank account real quick. The team over at Foremost has decades worth of experience. They've tried all the old tricks. They know what works, and they have weeded out the ones that do not. Again, saving you money. Experts in foundation repair, polyfoam, drainage, seawalls, and retaining walls, foremostfoundations.com. That is foremostfoundations with an S, .com. Look, man, we live over here in the dirty, dirty South, all this red Yazoo clay. You probably need some foundation work, whether you know it or not. So check out Foremost Foundations. Let's see here. I want to tell a funny story real quick about Travis Meadows before we move on from it. His last album is called First Cigarette. You need to check it out. There's plenty of others. Just thank me later. It's just a man and acoustic guitar. I think he's got a band and some of this stuff. But either way, thank me later. Just like I turned you on to Men's Health in Mississippi and your testosterone levels right. Thank me later. Travis was a youth minister at Southside Assembly of God, and I got to meet Travis later on in life. I didn't know him when he was younger, but a good buddy of mine, I'm going to say his name here, good buddy of mine, Brad Hayden, him and his older brother, Chad, went to Southside, and I grew up with Brad over in South Jackson and Byram and all that, and boy, we raised a lot of hell back in the day. Anyway, they were at church camp one time, and I told y'all that Travis had a prosthetic leg from the knee down, and I thank you, Jamie, for letting me know he lost it due to cancer. So, Brad then thought it'd be funny to steal Travis's prosthetic leg. And it sounds terrible saying this out loud, but I'm sure it was funny in the moment. Guy having to hobble around to get his dang leg. Anyway, that's really the story. At church camp, they stole the youth minister's prosthetic leg while he was sleeping and hid it somewhere. He said he spent about half the morning hobbling around looking for his leg. Gosh, that sounds so much worse than I thought it would. I need some new friends. Lock your prosthetics up around Clay Edwards and crew. I wasn't even there, but I feel guilt by association. All right. Let's see here. Any texts I need to clear up? Looks like we're good on texts. All right. I don't think we got a lot of Jackson stuff to talk about today. I think that was it on the Brandon stuff. Not much going on. The mayor and the water people are in a fight. And the mayor's full of crap. End of story. So no need in really hashing that out. Somebody else got fired yesterday at the Mississippi Highway Patrol due to the fallout from the Ivana Williams sex tape stuff. I imagine there's more to come. He played the race card, like the reverse race card, saying that plenty of non-white troopers have gotten away with much more. It's an interesting read. You can go over there and check it out at jacksonjambalaya.com. I believe the title is Sex, Lies, and Videotape. And it's one of the top articles there. Interesting play. And he's not wrong. Hi. There's a story I've been covering loosely for a little bit here now. Something I've been talking about since on this show for a while. And that is, I think teachers in the state of Mississippi, or really everywhere, I think teachers should be allowed to have guns in the classroom. I don't care what y'all say otherwise. I think teachers who go through proper training, who want to be armed, should be allowed to be armed. You know, if they've passed whatever mental capacity test they need to get to be a teacher, which I question a lot of those. If you're a good teacher, I am not talking to you. I want to make this clear. There's two different kinds of teachers. There's good ones. There's bad ones. I'm talking to the bad teachers right now. The LGBTQ rainbow supremacy teachers who are more concerned about teaching gender stuff to students than math and English. Those are the teachers I'm talking about here. So if you're a good teacher, just, I was in the car business and we got made fun of all the time. Oh, shady car salesman. It's only like 1% of them. Most of us are actually good folks, but we have to fall on that sword too. So it's just, it comes with the territory. Same with cops, same with lawyers. It's a minute, small percentage of them that are actually bad people that the rest of us have to suffer the consequences for. I could make that analogy across a lot of things. Anyway, they're trying to pass a bill up in Tennessee to allow select highly trained and qualified school staff to be armed. This is in the wake of the Covenant, the transgender psychopath Covenant private school shooting a year or so ago. Here's a quote that may damn well be one of the dumbest quotes I've ever heard a human being say. I'm just going to play it and then we'll dissect it. I will try not to interrupt. I guess context here. This is a teacher from that school.
I reflect on this time. I simply cannot imagine how I could have pulled out a gun with 10 children underfoot and in my arms. I think of all the terrible things that it could have gone wrong had I had a gun. My job that day in the face of such terror was not to take down a killer who was carrying multiple firearms, including a military-style assault rifle. My job was to move my students to safety, secure the area, keep them calm so they would not cry or make a loud noise, comfort them, and reassure myself that trained law enforcement would do their job of taking out the threat as soon as possible.
Your radio works. I'm taking a deep breath. She says, I simply cannot imagine how I could have pulled a gun out with 10 children underfoot and in my arms. I think of all the terrible things that could have gone wrong had I had a gun. Like, I don't know, maybe saving their lives? Preventing them from being killed? Protecting yourself? What are we doing? Sorry, let me mute that. Still Facebook there. Guys, girls, I really want your input on this. The Mazda Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. 601-879-0002. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Of course, you can at me on Twitter, at SaveJXN. You can send me Facebook messages, whatever. It was last week. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. I made a video because I want to say it was on a Saturday. I don't think we talked about it on the show. I made a video, and it was a bunch of teachers and activists there in Tennessee protesting this law passing. I think it passed the Senate side up there in Nashville, or I guess Nashville's the state capital in it. It passed the Senate side, and all these, it's the same people, guys. It's the same people that protest everything pro-America. It's the same people that protest abortion, the ability to have abortions. It's the LGBTQ. Why do you need to take your rainbow flag to an abortion rally? You've left the chat if you stay true to the game. You ain't got no dog in that race, bruh. Why do you need to take your rainbow flag to the Tennessee State Capitol to protest trained teachers having guns in the classroom? What does that have to do with protecting? Let me ask this from a parental standpoint here. Parents, all things considered, a school shooting is underway, a mass shooting. There's a lot of people around here who lived through one. God bless you. Would you rather your last line of defense be a door being locked? Or your teacher with a gun trained properly to save your life, to save your kid's life? Or would you rather just, hey, look, I love praying. I believe in God, but I believe in human intervention as well. And if we go through all the lines of human intervention and God still decides it's my time to go, then it's my time to go. But I don't just scroll on down the street just thinking I'm going to be out here and walk out in the middle of the road and all these cars are going to go around me. Let's take a break. Well, I tell you what, let's take a call. We're going to take a call. Calls move to the front of the line around here. Everything gets rearranged for a call on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Good morning. You're on there.
Hey, Quay. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good, brother. How about yourself?
Oh, hanging in there. Another day. Another 75 cents after taxes. look, I really don't have... First of all, let me say, I'm a huge Second Amendment guy. I don't know how many guns I own. That's
a great
probably
answer.
Probably around 20 or so. But I don't have a problem with that woman. I mean, I don't want... If my kids were still school age, I don't want some 25-year-old woman that has no idea how to operate a firearm under the best of conditions, let alone under severe duress, fumbling around with the controls on a gun that she doesn't know how to operate. I mean, that's not helping anything.
Well, that's the catch to this. These aren't teachers that don't know how to operate. To be allowed to carry, they have to go through very strenuous training. That's what, and it ain't going to be, but so many of them that do it. So it's going to have to be somebody who wants to do it, who is trained to do it, pass certification, and also has to pass an additional certification. I forgot to mention this, by the local police chief or sheriff in that, you know, whether they're in the county or the city.
Yeah, and it needs to be something more than like this straight concealed carry. Or I don't know if they have enhanced carry in Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Or whatever. But it's got to be something a lot more stringent than just that.
Well,
if they're going to do that.
I don't disagree with you, but I will still say this. If I'd rather have an untrained teacher with a gun as my child's last line of defense than no gun.
An untrained teacher with a gun is... probably going to add to the body count. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, versus a guy with an AR-15 just blasting the kids. I mean, I'm going to take my chances with the untrained teacher with the gun as a worst case scenario.
Well, I was just wanting to say that if that woman says she's uncomfortable, you know, brandishing a firearm, you know, during a high stress event, I'm not going to attack her for that.
Well, and here's the great thing. She doesn't have to have one. They're not forcing them to.
Yeah, but you're coming out saying she's the bad person because she doesn't feel comfortable doing that. I mean, like, she said, no, I'm not the person, you know, to do this. And I support her, you know. If she's not capable of taking on the role of law enforcement, then, you know, she shouldn't be forced to.
Well, she's not forced to. That's what I'm saying. She's not being forced to, but just because she's not comfortable with it doesn't mean she should speak for everybody who is.
Well, yeah.
Maybe I articulated it wrong on the front end, but that's what I'm trying to say. Cool. You don't want a gun? I don't have one.
There's no reason to attack that woman for saying that she's uncomfortable, you know, being charged with the role of law enforcement. That was all. Have a good day.
All right, thanks. Let's take one more call before we go to break. Hey, you're on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Good. Hey, buddy, let's do this. I need to take a break. Will you hang on through the break?
Let me call you back a few. How about that? Go ahead, take a break. I'll call you back about 10.
All right. Thanks, buddy. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back on WYAB. The Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by Lakeland Glass and Tint. Get over there today for all of your automotive glass repair and replacement needs. We sometimes forget to mention they actually do windshields. It's in the name. And every new windshield comes with a free rock repair chip card. And you can use it one time throughout the ownership of the windshield. So try to prevent a spread. God knows I need to get over there and do just that right now. Also, you know, it's also in the name, window tint. By there, get you some ceramic window tint from Expel. They are the dealer or slash installer of the year. And, of course, they can do that on all of your home, car, and business windows. Help keep that utility bills down in your home or business and the temperatures down in your vehicle. And last but not least, they do automotive paint correction and ceramic coating as well as vehicle wraps. Turn your vehicle into a rolling billboard at Lakeland Glass and Tint. Get a quote online today, lakelandglassandtint.com. Located at two locations, the windshield, the glass shop is on Lakeland Drive right there in Flowood. And right across from the River Oaks ER on Flowood Drive is the window tint and ceramic coating campus. Multiple buildings. You can't miss it. Go see Jason Anderson and the team today. Again, lakelandglassandtent.com. All right, man, the phone lines have been blowing up. The text line, we're going to read it all. Let's go to the Mazda Jackson phone line for somebody who's been on hold for a few minutes now. Hey, brother, you on there?
Hey, so the last guy, I understand where you're coming from, where you don't want somebody untrained just popping off rounds, especially within the tight environment where there's kids on the other side of walls. I get that. But what I also understand is they're hitting these schools to their soft targets. And if you don't know which classroom you're fit to pop into, if you're going to get popped right back, it's a deterrent. And just having the deterrent there, you're making it less likely that somebody's going to go in there because they're already mentally unstable, so they're going to think that everybody's armed and there's AKs around every corner. I mean, all you're doing is just making it a harder target, less appealing to hit. But, you know, so I get what you're saying about not having somebody who's all woke and, you know, all this kind of stuff, not having a gun and pop it off. I get that. You just want to make the target harder. And as far as why do they keep processing all these events with these LGBTQ flags, when they bring the flags and they're planting the flags there, it's almost like capture the flag. They're just taking more and more and more of our culture. That's the reason why whenever you see these kids doing burnouts on these flags that are painted on the ground, yeah, you get like 10 years in prison for whatever it is. They're conquering that part of culture, and they just don't want you to take the flag back.
We're going to talk about the flag here in the next hour. They were burning American flags yesterday in New York. We're going to talk about what would happen if you decide to start burning their rainbow flags. But we'll wait an hour or two to get to that. I appreciate your call. And look, to your point, again, nobody's forcing a teacher who is unqualified to have a gun. But they shouldn't, their fear of guns shouldn't prevent a qualified teacher from having them. And I still think he can disagree with me all he wants. Her quote about, I'm going to read it one more time. She goes, "I simply cannot imagine how I could have pulled a gun out with 10 children under my foot." Well, when you're under fire, you'll find out real quick how you can pull a gun out and return fire.
Well, you got to understand, some of these people, I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of them, they're mentally not stable. So no. She probably thinks that if she just touches a gun, it's going to just go off. Or, you know, if they don't come from a place of clarity and a place of, you know, you got to protect the kids at all costs, you know, they're not thinking clearly. They're brainwashed.
Agreed, brother. Agreed. They'd rather die than fight back, not me.
Yep.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thanks.
Great call. Phone lines wide open. Mazda Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. Let's shift gears over to the guns and gear text line this morning. Unknown texter says, I'll definitely take my dang chances with a gun. I'm sorry. I'll definitely take my dang chances with an untrained teacher with a gun. I bet if his kid was in that situation like that, and the worst thing that could happen would be, just basically saying what I just said. Worst case, if it's his kid in that scenario, do you want a teacher with a fighting chance or no fighting chance? Jerry chimes in. Always enjoy reading Jerry's text. He sent a meme here. It says, what's the FISA stuff? He said, your current caller on guns is no guns, is an idiot, and his kids are too. Guns versus no guns, geez. In that situation, I'd take the gay banana mayor with a gun versus no gun. I try to get into people's rationalizing things, and I don't think he was more upset with me calling her an idiot, and I'm just going to stand by it. She is an idiot. She don't have to have a gun. I read the law. I'm always surprised. They talked about this in Mississippi, too. If you don't want one, nobody's making you have one. That's in the discussion. Just don't participate. Why is that so hard? Unknown texter. 100,000,000% agree. Hands down facts. Teachers should have guns. No questions. The first caller has feelings today, huh? LOL, someone being a little liberal today. Kenneth says, like the shooter in Pearl that got taken out by a teacher with a gun in his car. I think that's what started all this school shooting crap. I believe so. It's just like, if the bad guys are going to have them, the good guys need them. And if these nut jobs know that there's guns in the schools, they're a lot less likely to go in these schools with their guns. They want soft targets. I don't think that they necessarily have an obsession with killing kids. I think their obsession is with just killing people, and they know there's no guns in a school. You change that equation, and you're not going to have shootings at schools because they know they very well could catch one to the dome before they get to fire off their first round. Maybe it's from the teacher. Maybe it's from the school resource officer. Maybe it's from the janitor. Maybe it's the principal. Maybe it's a teacher again. Let's take a break, come back, land the plane for hour one. We're going to stay on this one for a minute. Show. Man, been a fun first hour. All gas, no breaks. We like it like that. Hey, real quick, man, breaking news. There's been a wreck north of Fortification Street exit, and it's got traffic backed up along I-55. Now, they never tell you if it's north or southbound, but if you're in the Waterworks Curve, be on the lookout. There has been a wreck north of Fortification, but it doesn't say which lane, unfortunately. Hold on, I got it right here. It is the northbound lane. So if you're heading through Waterworks, going out north on 55, you're going to be, hope you don't need to pee. You're going to be there a minute. Hey, real quick, man, Lindsey Beckham just messaged, and I forgot about this. Mississippi did, in fact, pass a bill called the Guardian Act last session. And Jill Ford was a big part of it. It says, yes, they haven't started yet. Tyndall wanted to perfect the program, but those that want to can start training this summer. That's excellent. Mississippi teachers. And there's going to be special training and all that involved. I'm going to read that. Maybe we'll have somebody on to discuss that. And that's one of the things I like about Sean Tyndall. He's like, all right, well, if we're going to do this, let's do it right. Let's be safe. Let's get the people who want to do this, who are willing to do this. And if you don't want to, I bet you're going to want your class next to somebody that does. Always rather be close to a good guy with a gun than alone with a bad guy with a gun. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back at 8:07 with Hour 2. Boom, shaka, laka, Boom. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I am, of course, Clay Edwards. We are live here on 103.9 FM, and my headphones have quit working again, which makes doing this awfully awkward, but that is life in the big city, as they say. What about now? There we go. I hit the wrong button. Boom, shakalaka, boom. In case y'all missed all that, you've tuned back into the show. Real quick, this segment brought to you by our friends over at Guns in Gear. All that talk about guns in the first hour, I'd be remiss if we didn't mention that teachers, as you're getting qualified and ready to be able to defend yourselves and your classrooms, get out to Guns in Gear, get with Hunter and the team, let them get just the right firearm for you, for conceal, for whatever, something you're comfortable with, something you can easily use. And hey, you already have a firearm, get out to Guns in Gear, get another one. They're the home of No Limit Ammo. I'm telling y'all, I got this bad feeling ammo's about to start getting really expensive again because it's about to get really, really wild over these next 12 months, as I've been telling y'all it's going to. Well, really, it's not even 12 months now. It's like, what, 8 or 9? They can, of course, take care of all of your Cerakoting and gunsmithing needs also. And, you know, look, man, you go into some of these big discount stores or these big box stores, not even discount stores, and you got to buy a gun, and people are there just riding the clock, man. They're just trying to get off. You know more about the gun than they do. They can't answer any questions. That is not the case at Guns and Gear. Those guys are going to know more about that gun than you do, most likely. Now, every now and then, a customer just gets hyper-focused on one gun. Car customers are the same way, and they just know, they can tell you everything about it. And I like that, personally, as a salesperson. Anyway. Get over there. They'll be able to answer any questions you may have. Get just the right gun for you, just the right accessories. That's Guns and Gear. Shop them online, gunsandgearms.com, or just get by and see them in person. Get the full experience of getting to shop locally owned. That's where the difference is, right? You can buy anything online from anywhere, and I hope you buy online from local folks. But it's that in-store experience that's worth paying a little extra. Worth driving a little further. That customer service, buying from the owner of the dang business, breaking bread the old-fashioned way, making a new friend. You can do that over there at Yandale Road, Highway 51 North at Yandale Road, right there in Gluckstadt, Guns in Gear. All right, we got a call on hold on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, you're on there.
Good morning, Clay.
Hey, Sylvia.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I text you, but you didn't read my text, so I'll just tell you. I think that teacher is not being practical. She could have had a weapon with her and still comforted her students and made sure that they were calm, because she simply could have said to the babies that she had, "I have this for our protection. It will be all right. But I don't want you to be afraid about me having this." And she could have really done that. And as a former teacher, I would have liked to have had a weapon inside the classroom, just for my own safety. And today's timing of being a teacher, it is somewhat of a dangerous job now, especially those that are in high school. These children are already not a good portion, but I do believe that some of them are already carrying weapons. And it's nothing wrong with defending yourself. And the writer who was supporting the teacher, I don't agree with him at all. But I do agree with the man who said about supporting our Second Amendment rights. And a teacher has a Second Amendment right. A teacher has the right to protect herself as well as her students. So I don't think the lady was being practical at all.
That's a great, great rational way of looking at it. I don't think she's being practical. I'm just going to be honest. I think she's an activist, and she has an agenda. So
I think she does have an agenda, too, because she would not have become public about it had she not felt that she was on the woke side of this issue. But that's all I wanted to say. Good morning. I'm up, and you have a great day.
Blessed day to you as well. We always love hearing from Miss Sylvia, our OG caller. First caller of this show ever was Miss Sylvia. She is one of my absolute favorites. So let's see here, man. I'm not going to spend a whole lot more time on this unless you guys want to call, but I do want to run through some of your texts. You guys take the time to type them. I take the time to read them. Roger on the Guns and Gear text line says, former quarterback running back Johnny Lindsay was shot on Wingfield campus before Luke did his deal at Pearl. That was the first school shooting I remember, Pearl being the first mass shooting. I vaguely remember that Wingfield deal. I was out of school by that point, and we didn't have the social media. So Reagan can, a little change of subject here, but we'll roll with it. Says, Mayor Lumumba, leave our water alone. If Ted Hennepin dropped dead tonight, I would rather have the captain of the Titanic deal with Jackson's water than you. You stink. On that note, you know, I hate the Jacksonians being celebrated for doing the bare minimum of their job, like getting Riverside Drive paved. I spoke at nauseam on that yesterday. They had a parade, marching bands, the news, they did a ribbon cutting, all that nonsense. And I'm sure the people that live there are excited. Guys, we get to experience stuff like that in Rankin County every day with all the pomp and circumstance. But this may be the most ridiculous thing that I've read in a while. Thank you to Michael for sending this over on the Guns and Gear text line. This is from WJTV. Jackson Water officials announced the first of many small pipe replacements have started to improve service for customers in South Jackson. Officials said aiming to replace 100 miles of pipe with similar projects across city addressing known concerns related to pipe conditions and water pressure. Here's where it gets good. The ceremony will take place Tuesday, April 16th at 3208 Lakewood Drive. They're having a ceremony to do their damn jobs today in Jackson. We're going to dig up some dirt and start replacing some pipe. When you expect less, you get less. That's all I'm going to say. No, that is not all I'm going to say. I got plenty more to say. Let's read some more text. Jess on the Guns and Gear text line. I personally think if the teacher is trained, yes, let them have it. But I prefer some retired vets or maybe officers locked and loaded securing our schools. You know, Jess, you make a great point there. And you look at all the money we waste as a country protecting other countries' borders, Ukraine, Israel, Palestine, on and on and on and on. I'm not picking on any of them. I'm just making a point. All the money we waste over there, and you telling me we can't lock our dang schools down? We can't harden our schools? We can't afford to rotate some National Guard members with proper training out there? I don't think we should necessarily have retired policemen. They're retired. I would think that would mess with their retirement if they did that. I don't know. I'm just saying. You know, there's plenty of active duty young people that can do this. You can budget this in. If we wanted to, this would not be a problem. That's all I'm saying. They got the money for everything else. This should not be an issue. I don't want some Johnny badass volunteer over there doing it either. Some retired vet that's just over there in his free time marching around with a gun. I don't like that idea either. This needs to be somebody who works for sheriff's department, police department, combination with the school department. I mean, officially official. It makes too much sense. The money's always there when they want it. Even in cities like Jackson, move some of it over from your DEI fund. Rick says, since we have enough money to fund Ukraine, Israel, and put a train station on the moon. And since our public schools are already built like prison designs, can't we post some vets? I wish I'd read your text before I had my other spat there. Yes, Rick, I agree 100%. Let's take a call on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Good morning, you're on there.
Good morning, it's Buddy back.
Hey, thank you, buddy.
Look, the guy that called that didn't want teachers armed and all, I appreciate and I respect his opinion. But all of these killings are on gun-free zones. And I'm going to go back and show my age. When Luke Woodham did his deal, the first school shooting, it was a coach that was in the National Guard that stopped him with a 1911. Now, the only thing that I fault that coach on is he didn't kill the little picker, would, because I'd have shot him right between eyes and, you know, got on news and said, yeah, I killed him. And I don't care how good a marksman you are and how many hours you trained or years you trained, until you're in a shooting fight, you don't know how you are going to react. And I would actually, myself, rather face a person that's had a lot of training than a person that's, and they're talking about, I think, 160 hours of total training to face a scared individual. Because that scared individual, if they have 19 rounds, they're going to pop you 19 rounds. And weighing it out, and I have grandchildren now that are in school, I would rather say, this is going to sound bad, that teacher wound or killed one, maybe two students and stop a shooter toting around 1,000 rounds and keep them from killing 20 kids in a classroom. And, I mean, that sounds awful, but it's ergonomically correct. And these little clowns don't go where people are armed. They're afraid to.
I like Peckerwood. We can stick with that.
And I'm going to say something. The other day you were talking about concealed carry and open carry. I'm white-headed. I'm old-looking. My face looks like a catcher's mitt. I'm a target going across the parking lot. If I got my pants on, I got at least one gun on, at least. In my house, every room has a weapon that I can get too fast. Who am I scared of? Nobody. But when I am like going with me and the significant other, go like to a shopping center, and I've got to walk across, I carry my gun open because I'm a target to these little peckerwoods. I'm old. I should be weak. If they see a guy walking across, no weapon shown, he's a target. Me, I got one on him when I'm carrying, except for when I really got to conceal one, I never carry anything smaller than a 357 Magnum, and I can hit what I shoot at. It's a deterrent, carrying it so it's shown. But going back to the school thing, we have money to finance every program in the world, build big football fields, all this mess. We could harden these schools down. There's no reason that every school in America should have less than four officers, that is their job to be at that school. And, you and I differ a little bit on retired people that are trained going into the schools volunteering, because not all of them are yahoos.
Well, what I mean by that, buddy, is they need to be on.
I'm saying they're all yahoos.
They need to be on. They need to be on the clock.
Yes,
need to be volunteer. It needs to be
right.
Your job is here this many hours a day. Don't not come because you don't feel like it, because you're a volunteer. It needs to be a real job.
Well, they could contract.
That's what I was getting at.
You know, get some guys to go on contract and vet them completely, and, you know, your shift is, 7 to 4, and you're expected to be there just like it's a regular job. I understand that. Anytime you get volunteers, you got somebody that's just not going to show up because they didn't feel good. or somebody that's overzealous is going to show up every day.
Yes.
But
yeah, and look, and I know some overzealous a-holes, too, that you don't want marching around school with a gun. There's plenty of that, too. You know, everybody thinks they're John Rambo. I think, you know, you need to pass, do a mental capacity test, some other things, and yes. Be able to do it. There's some normal people out there with good heads on their shoulders, and this is our children's lives. They always talk about if we can save just one life, just save just one kid's life, you can't put a value on that. Well, they have clearly put a value on it and decided that it's zero.
Well, I'm going to tell you, too, I love the police officers, but we have some that are not capable. If you have volunteers that are contracted people, you're going to have some that are not capable. If you have armed teachers, you're going to have some that are not capable. But I would rather risk that 1% that's incompetent and bank my safety on the 99%. And my attitude is the last thing that I ever want to do, ever, is have to kill somebody. That's the last thing. And now you understand that I didn't say shoot. I said kill them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't want to have to live with that.
And that's the last thing. But if it comes to that, I'm capable and I can live with it. And like when I go out, my significant other, I got some friends that I go out to eat with that they understand that should something happen, I've already told them what I want them to do. You know, that we have a plan. And people say, well, you're paranoid. No, I'm not paranoid. I'm realistic. In this day and age, you better be. You better be on your toes all the time, because there's some little peckerwood that's wanting to make his bones that's going to shoot you. And where it came to reality, the other night we went to Vicksburg. And coming back, the significant other, we're coming down 20. And she laid her seat down so her head was below the window level. And I said, are you afraid? She said, no, I'm giving you a good shot. But, I mean, let's face it, it is realism. It's here. Schools are targets. And one thing I'm going to throw in, if you'll notice, every one of these school shooters are on psychotropic drugs.
100%.
And I firmly believe that's a plot.
100%. Buddy, I got to take my break, brother. Thank you
so much. I enjoy your show, brother, and figure out a time we can break bread.
Hey, I think I got it figured out. I'll shoot you a text.
All right. Take care, man.
All right, bet. Let's take a break. We'll be right back with the Peckerhead Show Choice, the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back. Breaking rules when necessary. I feel like we've done that. If this show ended today and it just went away and that was it, I feel like that is that little line I stumbled upon. I think I saw it on a bumper sticker or something the day before I started this radio show. I feel like we have done that. And I think that the more we do this, the more we understand breaking rules when necessary. I think we know what that means. Sometimes you got to go against the grain. You got to stand up. You got to fight for what you believe in, even if it does involve breaking the rules. Sometimes the rules aren't laws. Sometimes they're societal norms, because we've just been told it's supposed to be a certain way. You're not supposed to argue with other Republicans. But Clay, what if it was a Democrat? No, we're going to argue with folks. We're going to... I'm giving this a day to breathe, but when I get back on here tomorrow and I've had time to do a little more reading, we're calling Michael Gestak onto the carpet again. He is now, my understanding, I haven't just read it all myself, does sign signed on to approve the FISA warrants where they can continue to spy on America. You know, you go back to Brian Bailey using Michael Guest's office to get those warrants to spy on Fred Shanks and Fred's ex-wife and some other people. You know, I'm guessing Michael Guest just ain't got no problem with the public Americans being spied on. So we're gonna do that tomorrow. I'm gonna wet your whistle a little bit there. So It's really, really settles wrong with me when they're more concerned about domestic terrorists than they are our border. I would like to know the last piece of liberal anti-American legislation that they didn't sign off on. And it ain't just Michael Guest. It's all four of our congressmen here in Mississippi. He's just my congressman. Y'all see why these grassroots folks fight so hard? I'm not always in the grassroots camp. I like to focus my energies on fights. I know I got a puncher's chance of winning. But they've been warning you about these guys. And they've been right. This segment is going to be brought to you by Mercy House Teen Challenge Auto Center down in Crystal Springs, Mississippi. Get down there today. Got a car. You got a budget, $10,000 to $20,000. Need some financing. They got you taken care of. They're going to get you a good, dependable vehicle with a note you can afford. Got credit problems? No problem. You're going to have a little money down or paid for a trade. I'm just going to tell you, that's how it works. Let me save you the heartache of having to find out the hard way. You got good credit? Well, you know, good for you. You, my friends, apply for other things or approved for other things. I was trying to make it funny there. I couldn't quite get it off the tip of my tongue. Anyway, get down there, see them today, man. Good God-fearing folks. Been knowing these cats for a long time now. And here's the great thing. They're a 501c3. You can donate an old vehicle you have, running or not. As long as you got a clear title, they'll come haul it off at your driveway for you. And you're going to get the tax write-off, whatever they sell it for. And, you know, if you had to pay taxes, 1099 employees especially, that's money in the bank that stays in the bank. But get in there. Check them out today. MercyHouseAutoCenter.com. Helping put fathers back in homes and beat addictions. It's a win-win. It really is. All right. Let's check some of the text messages here. Brad says, thank you for saying it out loud. Michael Guest is a MAGA-hating rhino who loves some Paul Ryan and Mike McCarthy. It does appear to be that way, does it not? Does appear to be that way. The Guns and Gear text line. The texters are very pleased with Buddy. They've even started a hashtag. Hashtag killed the little Peckerwood. That's from Spook. Buddy has become a bit of a legend around here. He's a part of the show. We love it. We kind of lose Buddy during the Christmas time. He's busy with holiday stuff. You know, we kind of lose him from about December for about 2 months a year because he's busy. But I love it. As it starts warming up outside, we get more Buddy. I got to where I go places, and people are asking me about Buddy. People used to ask about Thomas, but we've had to divorce ourselves from Thomas. He don't know how to act when he calls, and frankly, I'm just kind of past that point of wanting to just argue with people all the time. Let's see here. Kenneth says, have you seen anything about the new ATF rule about redefining what a gun dealer is and closing the gun show loophole? I have not. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't keep up with all that. I wait on you guys to keep up with it and tell me what's going on. Unknown texter. Since he lives across the street from Shiloh Park, maybe it was a Michael Guest negligent discharge, just like the lies he told constituents. I don't know. John says, Guest is a button-pushing establishment Republican. He cares nothing about what his constituents say, but does what the establishment tells him to do. You know, I defended Guest for a long time. I've had him on the show multiple times. I defended Guest, and I didn't go at him like the other guys at this station do, and have for a while, very consistently. Kim Wade and Jameson Haygood. Because I've got a bad habit of treating people the way they treat me. You treat me nicely, I show you grace. Michael Guest has always treated me very nicely, you know, interaction, person to person. And I'm never going to attack the man personally. That's just not what I do. But we're going to hold him accountable for some of these American-hating legislation he continues to sign off on. This anti-patriotic, anti-American. Because, you know, all these things are directed at patriots, at MAGA. I mean, we are, according to them, the greatest threat to their democracy. They keep telling us this. This ain't me making it up. Just ask Joe Biden who the greatest threat to democracy is. MAGA. And you got our congressman from Mississippi signing off on this FISA stuff. And guys, if y'all don't know what FISA is, I know we get a lot of normies that listen to this. It's basically where they can illegally tap your phone without having to have a warrant. I think that's the gist of it. I'm not a professional on it either. I know they used it against Donald Trump back in 2015, 2016, when Hillary Clinton and them tapped his phone line. You know, maybe we can get Chris Hinkle to call in one day and break it down a little bit better for us what FISA is. But I don't really want to get into that today. We'll, again, focus on this tomorrow when we have Sean in here. But this ain't pro-American stuff. And they'll dangle around and pretend they care about the border. Then they send billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine consistently. Let's shift gears here. I'll tell you what, we've ran over two big times today. I got to take a break real quick, come back, and get this thing back on track. Hate to do it to y'all, so many commercials back to back, but that's what happens when you just get on a roll sometimes, man. You quit paying attention to the clock, and it comes back to bite you at some point. This is the Clay Edwards Show. All right. A couple things. I'm not 100% right about the FISA, what it is, but I do have one of our listeners called in here. This is the definition, or not called in, but sent this in on text. So I do appreciate John for sending this in. FISA is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Section 702 is what allows warrantless spying on American citizens. Most recent update exempts Congress. They can't be spied on without warrants, but everybody else can. Threat to democracy. They are the threat to democracy. Politicians in Washington, D.C. are the greatest threat to our democracy. Oh, can y'all not see this? I'm just a little redneck with a GED down here in Jackson, Mississippi. And I can see this. Helen Keller could see this. Speaking of seeing stuff, yesterday in New York City, as pro-Palestine nut jobs were shutting down the Golden Gate Bridge, blocking the airports in major U.S. cities, Seattle, Portland, New York City, and others, chaining themselves across the Golden Gate Bridge. Some of them, pretty sure it was a transgender one from the looks of it. At least that's what I would say I was. Anyway, if I was that ugly of a woman. Decided to start burning the American flag. Right there, you know, in what appears to be the Times Square looking area of New York. Talk about some. I've never been to New York, and I have no interest in ever going to New York. I would absolutely catch some kind of charge in New York. Because, on God, if I see you burning an American flag, I'm getting burned. It ain't happening. You know, elections have come. I want to circle back to the pro-Palestine nut jobs. Blocking the bridge, blocking the airports, wreaking havoc on travel yesterday. I'm not even anti-Palestine. I'm just anti these pro-Palestine people doing this nonsense. I'm not pro-Hamas either. I don't have to put a disclaimer on this every time I say it. It doesn't involve me. So I'm not anti it, whatever it is. Elections have consequences in these deep blue cities, Jackson, Mississippi, for example. These officials, these state-elected and locally-elected officials, they allow this nonsense. They allow people to tie them, chain themselves together, wrap in arms to block the Golden Gate Bridge. They co-sign on this stuff. They allow these nut jobs to block the airport entrances and police not arrest them, for citizens to not just run over them, through them, by any means necessary. They co-signing on this. And de facto, you who voted for these people are co-signing on this. So don't get mad. Get out, wrap arms with them. Start learning some of their little pro-Palestine chants. You voted for this. People in Jackson, Mississippi. Sending 38 homicides. Water debacle, trash debacle. Mayor dressed in a big gay banana suit debacle. Red light's not working. Y'all voted for it. Y'all voted for that. Overwhelmingly. I don't feel sorry for you. Back to the American flag burning. We talked about rainbow flags earlier in the show. We talk about I call it the new Democrat National Committee flag. It's that trans flag with all the straight lines and different colors and all that stuff. Could you imagine for a second the fallout on your professional and personal life if you decided to burn one of those flags on video? That's the fallout and the aftermath that should happen to these nut jobs when they burn the American flag. Somebody on Twitter, when I posed this question, they said, nothing would happen. You're covered under your First Amendment. True enough. But there's always consequences and repercussions. Now, if I was to beat this guy's butt that was burning, or girl, whatever it is, if I was to whoop it and start beating it with that burning flag, I would catch a hate crime charge. Because of whatever self-oppressed label the person burning it has put on themselves. If I was to burn the rainbow flag of whatever version of it and somebody beat me, good luck with that. But if they tried, I would still catch a hate crime charge. I wouldn't have a sponsor left. And I'm not even saying I should. I'm just saying all those crazy nut jobs are going to call and harass and make your life a living hell. But we don't do that to them. But what we're doing in this video here is just everybody standing around with their camera phones watching this nut job burn an American flag. You know, I just often think they can't cancel all of us. Somebody's got to work. You know, like if we just all revolted at one time and just said whatever word they say we can't say no more, had whatever thought they say we ain't allowed to have, call them all nut jobs, burn the rainbow flags. We just all did it at one time. They can't cancel all of us. We could get this thing back straight pretty quick. It just takes everybody standing up, one unified front, and saying we're not going to do this no more. The adults are back in the room. We're done. We're not going to take it no more. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, we didn't get to read all the sponsor stuff I wanted to hit today, but we will get to everybody. So many great sponsors here. So appreciative of the opportunity they present to us to be able to do this show for you all. get over, if you're in Brandon today, stop by Noel Daniels Motor Company. Of course, you know they got plenty of nice vehicles in all price ranges with a heavy emphasis on trucks. But did you know they also sell golf carts? The Icon brand. I went over there the other day. These things are awesome. They got the big ones. They got the two-seaters, the four-seaters, the six-seaters. On-road, off-road. They got them all. Go out there, check them out. They're super cool. You can go check them out online at noeldaniels.cars and check out the Icon golf carts. Seems to be the new thing. Everybody's got a golf cart to ride over there to their neighbor's house, to go golfing, to ride around the community, whatever it is, to do the parades. Is Clay Edwards going to have to get a golf cart? I like to borrow people's golf carts. Hey, look, great show today. Tomorrow, I know we got Sean Yurtkaran here in the studio. Who knows what else could pop off? I really want to dive off into the Trump trial stuff with Sean tomorrow. I want to talk about these FISA warrants and some more stuff. This has been the Clay Edwards Show. Thank you all for tuning in today. Had a blast. Podcast will be available shortly. Go to buyfafo.com and get a shirt today.